Bill Ballinger from Inside Michigan Politics. Bill, how are you?
I'm great, Tony.
Let's start with the statewide races. It looks like Representative Scott is out.
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Well, big turnout, evidently. Nowadays, a big turnout, Tony, unfortunately, is defined as about 25%. As opposed to ordinarily in a year like this, maybe, you know, 10 to 15% turnout. So that shows you how little attention voters actually pay to these elections, unfortunately. And the margin supposedly was under 200 votes, about 50.4% to 49.6%, extremely close. So it wasn't exactly a ringing endorsement in favor of getting rid of Paul Scott. It could have gone the other way, and in fact, there could be a recount, but I imagine this margin will hold up, and Paul Scott will become the first lawmaker recalled in nearly three decades.
Bill, when I spoke with Doug Pratt yesterday from the MEA, he told me that they supported him when he ran, but he ran on one platform on several topics and voted the complete opposite way, and that's why they supported the recall. Do you agree with that?
Pretty much, yeah. I should point out a couple of things. Number one, what Pratt is really talking about is when Scott ran in 2008 mm-hmm. for his first term.
Correct.
And he ran against a Democrat who had been on a local school board, and he blasted this Democrat for, you know, doing a lot of bad things to teachers and education. And so the MEA, in an unusual move, endorsed Paul Scott, the Republican, against a Democratic candidate who was a TV newscaster up there, pretty well known, named Michael Thorpe. And Scott won. It was a very tough race. It's a marginal district, and that was the year that Barack Obama was being elected president above him on the ticket. So he had to run in the face of the Obama landslide, but he still won. The first term he was in the House, the Republicans were in the minority, and so he really didn't have a chance to do much that would have offended the people who backed him in the MEA. But once the Republicans got control of the legislature last November and Paul Scott was installed as chairman of the Education Committee and Rick Snyder came in with his reforms, Paul Scott pretty much carried the water on a lot of these education reform proposals and bills that Rick Snyder pushed, and the MEA said, hey, you know, this is totally the opposite of what you claimed you were going to do and the reasons we backed you back in 2008, 3 years ago, and we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to recall you.
And you know what was interesting about all this? We saw it across the country, most specifically in Ohio, but all the hits that these unions have taken, it did not deter them. If anything else, if anything, Bill, they got feisty and put more money where their mouth was.
Yeah, that's true. In Ohio, I heard a quote from one union leader said, Governor John Kasich, the Republican governor elected last November, did us a favor. He said, we were dead in the water here in Ohio. He said, you know, unions were becoming irrelevant. We were phlegmatic, dispirited, despondent. Diminishing in power, and Kasich revived us with this law that, you know, curbed collective bargaining in Ohio and a couple of other things that he and the Republican-controlled legislature did and, you know, enraged a lot of the union membership electorate in Ohio, and that led to the effort to hold a referendum on the law, which the union forces won yesterday.
All right, Bill, locally here, the proposal that would hold fast the numbers that we have for police and fire, it passed. What's your take on that?
Well, I think some people were surprised it lost last spring when it was on the ballot. Most proposals of this sort won around the state, but not here in Lansing, and so there was a renewed effort to pass it, and I think voters were just convinced that the alternative to not passing it made things pretty grim. It was a small margin of voters that had to be switched or converted over to supporting it. because it only lost about 52-48% last spring, and that's what happened.
All right, and before I let you go, the proposal, let's talk about the Lansing City Council members. Any surprises there for you?
No, I think everything went pretty much as people predicted. I think the only real surprise might have been Lynn Martinez getting beaten for one of the ward council seats. She's a former state legislator, had a much better known name, you would think, in this area, although, of course, Washington is a widely known name, but not the person who beat Lynn Martinez, who bore the name. So that was somewhat of a surprise. The others, Carol Wood, Derek Quinnick, those were expected.
All right, and Bill, for folks who want more analysis on the elections, they can go to Inside Michigan Politics?
Well, yeah, a little bit. We do some blogging here, some tweets, and people ought to be able to follow it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony. It's